Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of tefillin, klal yudalad, siman beis, and we said yesterday that the halacha is the tefillin have to be square, both at the time of the original making of the tefillin, and as long as the person is using the tefillin, they have to retain their characteristic of being square. Different than the tzitzis, where there is a difference in halacha between how they're made, etc. The Bir Halacha does mention there is one way where possibly there is a difference between how it was made originally and how it is later on. Is when we discuss it has to be square. We mentioned yesterday it doesn't have to be a perfect square, which you can. It has to be perceived to the eye. And very basic a measurement that would look like it's square. So if you have somewhere along the Bir Halacha points out, Mishra points out, that this square element is true from the top to the bottom. So if I measure the bias part of the tefillin, which is where the parshas actually go into, the raised part of the tefillin above the titura, which is the bottom part of the tefillin, not only does it have to be perfectly square at the top, it has to be perfectly square at the bottom and all the way through. So sometimes you get a little chip on one of the corners, thereby making that it's not a perfect square anymore at that spot. He says, if you would rub your fingernail as you go up or down, you get caught in that spot. There's a little bit missing. So he says, that is not a problem. He says that even if you go in the Talmud, the Sefer should be very careful about it when they make the tefillin l'chadchila, not to have that be there. It should not be there. But through the lifetime of the tefillin, this happens, and that's not going to pass the tefillin. So here we have a difference between how it was l'chadchila and how it changes as we go along. Continuing in the language of the Chayadim, the Chayyadim says, in the same way the Lachal Moshe Sinai applies to the Batim and the Titura, that they have to be square, the stitches have to be square also. So he says, points out that this is important to be careful with. In order to make the stitches, they have to make holes which go through the Batim. And the holes are not small. So what happens is, we have a larger hole. Sometimes the stitches will move more, let's say, towards the north or towards the south. So it doesn't end up being a perfect square because the chutim will move around in that hole a little bit. And therefore, the stitches are not going to be perfectly straight. You might have one stitch which is more towards the east and this one more towards the west. Risi Harbor, because I've seen this as a common problem. Tzimi Shabura says that which is a common practice nowadays, that the reason, in order to address this problem, you'll notice that the Seferim, the people who make the Batim Macher, will put a groove in between the holes so that the stitches, not only are they held in place in the hole, which might move around a little bit, but they're held in place in the groove, which is just wide enough to hold the gid, which is used, the sinew, which is used to sew it, is just wide enough to hold that. So therefore, it's going to keep the stitches in place, that they shouldn't move in one direction or the other direction, because the groove will hold it in place. And that's how we solve that problem. Sometimes you have a problem after all your effort of making the batim, they're not perfectly square. Sheyesh lahem min tiach b'tochen olav. They take some type of the paint, but it's a glaze which they put on it. Ukim oisid. V'yedezet nasa merubah. That sort of squares it off. V'zet lamoyal klum. That is worthless. El sheribua yia machmas atzmei. It has to be that the actual leather which is used in the tefillin is square. You can't say, well, the leather is a little bit rounded, but I'll add on this thick layer of hard paint, and then afterwards I'll sand it down, and I'll have a very nice square corner. So that is not effective. There is one opinion which suggests that if you make this glue/paint that you're using out of the hides of the of a kosher animal, so that would, which is, that's what's required to make your batim out of, that is effective as well. But no place can accept that halacha l'maisa. And this was a famous scandal which was revealed in America back at the end of the 1970s, of this issue of devik, that there were some people who were making batim relying on this opinion of putting glue made from the hide of kosher animals, which is that's how you make glue from you can make a glue from the hides of animals. So therefore it's the same min and it's kosher. So no major place can accept that halacha l'maisa. You want to make sure that your tefillin, the squareness of your tefillin, comes from the actual leather itself. Nowadays it's much less common to have that problem because it was revealed that it's an issue and people are machmed on it. Also, the ability to make the batim has gotten more effective, so it's easier to make them ribua, so there's less need to rely on these questionable practices of putting devik there. So that's something which a person wants to be aware of with the tefillin. Have a good day.